It is 18 minutes to nine. The sound of church bells is a much loved part of our soundscape, isn't it? In fact, church bells have been ringing in England since the 7th century. But for many years, there's been no regular ringing at Christchurch in Bath. Well, that could be about to change. Ian Davidson, who is a member of the congregation, can tell me why this may change. Ian, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining me on the programme this morning. So tell us, there's not been any regular ringing at Christchurch. Why is that?
Well, Christchurch is a late 18th century church in Bath. It's in the parish of Walcott. And it had bells installed in the mid-19th century, but they were rather poorly installed. And by 1913, the ringers said the bells were unringable. And for 100 years, they have had an indifferent record. An attempt at restoration was made in 1980, but that proved unsuccessful. And for many years now, they've been silent, which means that there are no bells to be heard in the upper part of Bath, a bit of Bath near the Royal Crescent and the Circus and the Assembly Rooms. And I feel, and many of my neighbours feel, we should correct that.
Of course, for some people, the sound of church bells, particularly if they live very close by, can be something of a bane. But as long as it's all done with the neighbourhoods in mind, and we know that many churches negotiate with the local neighbourhood to make sure that the hours of bell ringing aren't too intrusive, has it had plenty of local support?
Well, we had an exhibition in the church last October. And many of the neighbours came to see what was afoot and what we were proposing to do, and they were all in favour of the installation of new bells, particularly if we take steps to reduce the sound. And that we're going to do. We're going to put in soundproofing, so that when the shutters are closed, the bells will be no noisier than passing traffic, and when they're open, they'll be at a reasonable level of noise, and we'll be ringing on a Sunday morning for the service.
And it is an iconic sound of our countryside and of our cities, isn't it?
It certainly is. And the southwest is particularly favoured with bells. It's the Bath and Wells is the third biggest diocese in the country for numbers of bells. And there are many ringers in Bath, and I'm sure we shall find a new band and for this church when we start ringing towards Christmas this year.
How much do you need to fundraise?
Well, we need to find 115,000.
That's a lot.
Well, we've got to 69,000, and we're launching the appeal. It hasn't really been launched yet, in the mayor's parlour next Tuesday. The mayor has kindly offered his support, as incidentally has Bishop Peter of Taunton, who has also been very vocal in supporting our campaign.
Well, we wish you all the very best, and we'll follow your progress. And hopefully, when those bells are restored to working order, I will be there to hear it.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you very much, Ian. It would be lovely
Goodbye.
To be able to record some of that sound coming from Christchurch with the bells possibly returning there once the fundraising is completed. Ian Davidson, who is from Christchurch, joining us on the programme.